Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. Let me remind you that telephone number that gets you directly through to the studios, right to our microphones so that we can have dialogue and discussion. That number is 831-0917. 831-0917. You're invited to call in, join in the dialogue and the discussion. We're going to be talking about today, is America in a revolution? Is America in a revolution? Better stated, are we presently involved in a revolution? Is a revolution literally taking place in America today? What is your position on that? Do you feel that we are? Rush Limbaugh, for example, says the Democrats are staging revolution against America, end quote. And we'll talk about that during the course of this broadcast. Let me remind you also, all of our callers today, if you call in, ask a question, have dialogue and discussion about the broadcast today as we are talking about revolution. I'm holding in my hand a book that I had the privilege of publishing back in 2012, I believe it was. The title of the book, Is It Time for Revolution? Subtitle, Will It Be the Battlefield or the Ballot Box? It is a verse-by-verse study of 2 Chronicles chapter 10. It is the event after King Solomon's death and the divided kingdom, the battle between Jeroboam and Rehoboam for the throne. It is where there is an election year, if you want to call it that, and the battle takes place. And as a result of that, you find a major revolution in that text. It is a wonderful study. I commend it to you. We'll be sending this book to every caller today. We'll pay the postage to ship it to you, and it'll not cost you one penny for the book. It's not an expensive book. It's about a $13 book. It's a little less than 100 pages, but it's dissecting the 19 verses in 2 Chronicles chapter 10, verses 1 through 19. And may I remind you, it was George Washington said, the discipline is the soul of an army. It makes small numbers formidable. It was George Washington in his letter to the captains of the Virginia Regiment back a number of years ago, of course. And I'll tell you more about the book during the course of this broadcast. But jot it down. It's your book free. We'll pay the postage to get it to you. The title of the book is It Time for Revolution. It is a verse-by-verse exposition of 2 Chronicles chapter 10. I believe it will be a challenge to you to understand what we see taking place today. This book was written back during the Obama era, and it dealt with some of the things that he was doing. But, of course, the chronology of the text in 2 Chronicles chapter 10 is verifiable even today with what we see taking place in an election year. But, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It was Jesus that said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus identifies what is free. Jesus says in John 14, 6, he says, I am truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that sets us free. There are a lot of folks that will paraphrase and misquote that and say the truth shall make you free. The truth of what? The truth of what? Jesus is talking about the truth of his word when he says, I am truth. And then Jesus says in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. He's talking about the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, which is the source of all truth. And may I remind us, we live in an era when it is so needful for us to be able to understand the truth and participate in truth. We seek answers, and we seek to find answers, and the only answer that we find that is truth is found, fountainheaded, in the Word of God. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, we need to stand for truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find absolute disdain, generally speaking, for anyone that's speaking the truth. And so may I remind us, it is needful and necessary for us to recognize truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made the statement, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. May I challenge you with that today? Find the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. By the way, you won't find it on CNN, the Communist Network News. Let me just touch on this very briefly. I find it laughable, if it were not so sad, when President Trump on yesterday in his motorcade, driving in front of the hospital that he is in, Walter Reed Hospital. He got the security team to, I think there's three or four of the vehicles in the caravan that he was riding around in front of the hospital, waving to those that's there, waving the American flags and waving the Trump flags. And he had sent a Twitter or text, one or the other, out just before that took place. But by the time the Twitter, the text hit the marketplace, he was already on the streets, driving through, waving to all of the fans out on the street. CNN, Communist Network News, it took them off guard, off balance. They didn't know what was happening. And they were just absolutely apoplectic when they talked about what was taking place and showed video footage and said, we don't know what he's doing. Evidently, he's going to spread that coronavirus to everybody in those vehicles. He's forcing the Secret Service to drive him around. And they said on one of their blurbs, CNN said, we focused our cameras in on the driver of the vehicle that Trump was in, and he had a frown on his face. He realized that what Trump was doing could kill him, and he didn't really want to be there. Ladies and gentlemen, they didn't know what he was doing. They said, we think he's leaving the hospital without medical advice. We don't think that it's wise to go back to the White House and infect everybody there at the White House. And he's leaving, et cetera, et cetera. They had no idea what was taking place. They didn't know the truth. And as a result of that, they were promoting a lie. This is the reason President Trump calls it false news, fake news. And that's really what was taking place yesterday. It's a good example of not listening to the truth, learning the truth, understanding the truth. I believe, and I made a statement yesterday, I believe that President Trump could walk on water wearing a halo and angel's wings hanging on his back, and they'd find something wrong. It's the wrong color wings, or he had the wrong size shoes on as he was walking on the water, or he didn't have the halo on right as he was walking across the water. Regardless of what would take place, they'd find something wrong with President Trump. And that's the heart of what is taking place in America today, that's bringing about this major movement that is an absolute revolution that's taking place in our country before our eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us again that the 15th century theologian and church reformer that talked about the need to seek the truth, to love the truth, to listen to the truth, learn the truth, and live the truth, and defend the truth. And I challenge each of you as you hear the broadcast day by day by day that we focus on finding the truth, listening to the truth, ferreting out the truth among much of what is said today that's absolute lies by way of the false, phony, fake, false news that's being given to the American public. And it has a designed purpose, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about landscape and lawn care business and equipment for the homeowner as well as for the professional. Tools for Time has a staff that can answer all of your questions about hurricane preparedness backup equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road, 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a good benchmark, ladies and gentlemen. Find the gigantic flag. It's flagpole about 165 feet in there with Old Glory flying 24/7. Find that flagpole at the intersection of I-295. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the last day. Today is the last day to register to vote in the presidential election on November the 3rd. Let me just briefly encourage you. If you're not registered to vote, register to vote. Our freedom and our liberty and our faith and family values are all at stake, ladies and gentlemen. We just can't afford. Listen, I don't believe it's possible, if you're listening, if you're under the sound of my voice, I don't believe it's possible to find any excuse that's relevant that will say, I just will sit this election out. If you have any concern about the direction of our nation, if you have any concern about the whether or not we continue with a capitalistic form of government, a constitutional republic with a representative form of government, if you have any interest in that continuation, as we've known it now for some 244 years, if you have any interest in that, you'll vote. You'll vote. And I want to hear from you today. If you're not registered to vote, I want to know why. If you're not registered to vote and you're not going to vote, I want you to tell our listeners why you find that it's incumbent upon you not to vote. If you're not willing to vote, I say shame on anyone listening. Shame on you if you're not registered to vote and not willing to take the time to vote, because it is the most pivotal, the most serious election in my lifetime and yours, I believe, today. Our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, and the right to keep and bear arms are all at stake, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe you'll recall, and some of you may not know, listen to some statistical data that ought to cause us to weep when we understand what happened in the 2016 election. 31 million Christians did not vote in the 2016 election. 31 million sat on their hands and simply said, we're not going to vote. Now, some of them said, well, I don't like Trump's crude voice and his communication. I don't like his crude background and the things that he's done. Look at King David. He was a liar. He was a murderer. He was an adulterer. Look how God used him as an instrument in God's hands for the nation of Israel. Today, ladies and gentlemen, about 25 million Christians are not even registered to vote. I'm not talking about just the total number of those not registered to vote, but according to one of the serious reports, I believe it was by George Barner in the Barner Report, some 25 million Christians are not registered to vote as I speak. Did you know that in 2016 election, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this statistic. In the 2016 election, about 40% of Christians voted for the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party. 40% of the Christians voted for the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party. Yes, I am very, very clear when I make the statement about what party they voted for. Now, listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. If you say, I'm saved, if you say, I'm a Christian, if you say, I have been blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again, it's an impossibility, not just a probability, but an impossibility for you to vote for the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party. It's an impossibility. If you are saved and you vote for that party, I want you to call me today. I want you to call and tell our listeners, what is your rationale? How do you come up with the bifurcation of your theological, doctrinal, biblical relationship to Jesus Christ and say that he has, through the word of God or through his words in any fashion, that it has been authorized for you to do so? The Bible says that when we're saved, we're not our own. We've been bought with a price. We need to understand what that means, that we're not free from the standpoint of a Christian. We're not free to simply do as we please or to vote as we please. It ought to be a vote and a decision that comes out of the throne room of God as to what we're to do. And if you are saved, ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility to you for you to vote for murder by way of abortion and for the sodomite lifestyle that's being promulgated, pushed, and orchestrated and approved by the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party today. I find it antithetical to anything that's called biblical truth. In fact, here's good evidence of what's taking place, and I could go to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of documentation to show this. Here's one that's relevant and very, very recent. Nevada to vote on a bill removing the definition of marriage between one man and one woman from the state's constitution. In November, Nevada will be voting on a bill to remove the definition of marriage as meaning between one man and one woman from the state's constitution. According to the Legislative Council's Digest, resolution amend Section 21 and Article 1 of the Nevada Constitution to require the state of Nevada and its political subdivisions to recognize all marriages regardless of gender. Further, the article states, this resolution further provides that all legally valid marriages must be treated equally under the law. Further, the article states, however, this isn't everything in the bill that the bill will do. The text of the bill states, quote, it will amend the Nevada Constitution to require, listen, to require the recognition of all marriages regardless of gender. This means it could be possible to marry people who identify as different genders than they really are. And it goes on with the different potentialities. The point being, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a time of the dissipation of morals and ethics and values on the fast track that I've never seen in my lifetime. We're watching the revolution and the devolution of the morals and ethics and values taking place that's destroying the fundamental foundation of our great nation. And the scripture is very, very clear in relationship to that. The scripture points out very clear, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? In the Psalms text, and the text that is so clearly pointing to the foundations of America as well as any other foundation. It is also very clear, ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 33, and verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. We need to recognize that there is a major, major need today to turn back to God and to recognize the need to have the morals and ethics and the values restored rather than the continued dissipation and the erosion and the destruction of that. In fact, in Psalms 146 and verse 3, the Bible says, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that we wake up in America in this election cycle and recognize what's at stake. I believe it's time that we, the people, regain the authority that we were designed to have in our constitutional republic. We, the people, have become the sheeple. We, the people, have become the slave servants for a group of elitists that's in control and in charge in Washington, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, and the rest, that now have the mindset and the attitude that whatever they say or do becomes a law, and as such, we're to bow and to bend and to kiss the boots and say, okay, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, we're going to follow it faithfully. Ladies and gentlemen, this election will make the determination. It will be the determination as to what kind of America, not that we will have necessarily, but that our children and our grandchildren will face in the future years. It will make the determination in this election, ladies and gentlemen, whether we have a free nation or a slave dictatorial nation as Venezuela and North Korea and China. Do we want that kind of lifestyle and living? I believe there are a lot of folks today that really want what I want, and that is to stick to our constitutional republic, to remain a free nation with liberties and freedoms that no other nation on the face of the globe has. I believe that's God's design purpose for America. And I believe God has blessed America all of these years in that category simply because we have blessed the nation of Israel, because we've stood with Israel, because we have stood with the apple of God's eye, the Jewish people. And may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize God's hand upon our nation. But ladies and gentlemen, the party that stands for murder by way of abortion, we're talking about the Democratic Party, the Marxist BLM Socialist Communist Party today that's operative in America. It's the party that stands for murder by way of abortion. It's the party that stands for the sodomite marriages. It's the party, ladies and gentlemen, the Communist Party. It is the Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer Party today in America that stands for packing the Supreme Court to take control of the three branches of government via the Supreme Court. Perhaps you wonder, what does it mean, packing the court? We've heard that by Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi talking about the different errors that she has in their quiver and what they can do to try to thwart and disrupt the Supreme Court nominee and the ultimate confirmation for Judge Barrett. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it's that same party, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, controlled by Black Lives Matter, and Antifa today, the two major groups that are bringing about and fomenting revolution in America that is absolutely under the guise of the auspices, the control, and, may I say, the approval of the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is that party that wants to dismantle our Constitution. It's that same party that's wanting to destroy our Bill of Rights. It's that same party that wants to take the income from one group and redistribute the wealth of the nation. It's the same party that's wants to, if Joe Biden is elected, to bring in some 52 million illegal aliens under the proposal that's set up now by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Here's an article that says Biden's plan could bring as many as 52 million immigrants into America. The Biden-Harris immigration plan could allow up to 52 million additional immigrants to settle in the United States of America, according to the Federation for American Immigration Reform and their analysis provided by the Daily Caller News Foundation. Quote, this dramatic increase would eclipse the entire current foreign-born population of this country today. The Federation of American Immigration Reform, called FAIR, a nonprofit and advocates for the reduced immigration, stated, quote, the campaign's proposal, that's talking about the Biden campaign, which includes eliminating detention for many illegal border crossers, halting border wall construction, scaling back on deportation, would also increase the taxpayer-funded cost of services and benefits for illegal immigrants by more than $200 billion annually, and a 50% increase, according to the analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just boil that down. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris wants to have open borders. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want to have an international nation rather than a nation that's a sovereign nation called the United States of America. Under the Biden administration, he's even talked about the wall would not be necessary and they would open the borders to anyone coming in that wants to come to a free America. They've determined that under a Biden administration that they would take care of the health care costs, the medical costs for every illegal that comes in. What do you think would keep all nations wanting to just pour into America? How many could we handle? How many would it take before we bankrupt America in paying for the college education, the child care, and the health care for everyone that comes into America without any qualifications, without being an American citizen? Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about watching. This is a revolution. This is a revolutionary act. This is brought about today by the revolutionists that want to overthrow the American fundamental capitalistic constitutional government in the United States of America today. Make no mistake. Do not be fooled. This is what is taking place in America as I speak today. And I believe that you need to understand the seriousness of it, ladies and gentlemen. And why am I so passionate about it? Why am I so zealous about warning of these things? It's because our liberties, our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, our constitutional liberties are swinging in the balance. They're hanging in the balance as I speak. If we lose this election, if we lose this battle, we will lose our constitutional republic. We will lose the freedom of religion. We will see churches closed across America. We'll see churches and Christians and pastors persecuted and prosecuted for their faith. We've already been watching that for the past 7 or 8 months, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll look at that in more detail during the course of this broadcast today. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you today. Do you believe that we're in a revolution? Is America facing a revolution now? Is it something that is hypothetical, or is it something that's real? Is it something that is potential, or is it something that is truly taking place as I speak at this very moment? Ladies and gentlemen, I think that it would be worthwhile for us to understand that under the Biden-Harris administration, we will find a major, major, major different America. This is the most vital, seminal election in our nation's history. We as believers, ladies and gentlemen, we as Christians, we as conservatives, we as patriotic Americans will be most adversely affected in America if we become a socialist, Marxist, communist nation. Dr. James Dobson, which is a famed name on a global basis, Dr. Dobson wrote an open letter, and I'm going to take a few minutes before our news break and examine his letter for our listeners to understand. I couldn't have stated it better than the words of Dr. James Dobson. Title of the article, Dr. Dobson's Open Letter to Christians Regarding This Election. I'm reading now the words from the pen of Dr. James Dobson. This will be my final letter to 800,000 people before America cast our ballots on November the 3rd. It is a breathtaking moment in the history of the United States. Many political commentators have stated that this election is the most significant since 1864, when Abraham Lincoln vied for a second term against Democratic nominee George McClellan. The future of our beloved nation hung in the balance that year. If Lincoln had lost, the Civil War would have ended precipitously, and the wicked evils of slavery would have remained legal in the Confederate States, and perhaps even in the North. Had Lincoln been defeated, the Union would have been torn asunder. Thank God Mr. Lincoln won, even though it cost him his life. Now we're approaching another presidential election that carries enormous implications for the stability of our democratic system of government. Indeed, Newt Gingrich said that what we are facing now might be an end to civilization as we have known it. He may have been referring to a possible revolution. I believe this grave concern of our nation is valid. For centuries, America has stood as a shining light for liberty and freedom in our nation and around the globe. If we abandon our founding core values, the world will suffer for it. The binary choice before us is that stark. I'm reading, ladies and gentlemen, from a three-page letter, open letter from Dr. James Dobson to Christians. Further in the letter, how will Americans and how will you decide who to vote for our chief executive officer? I've heard from dozens of friends, acquaintances in recent weeks who tell me that they will base their decision solely on a candidate's rhetoric, his tone, his style, or likability. Does that describe your thinking process? Question. Just now, as I was about to react to that idea, my wife Shirley brought in an email that she had received a few minutes before from a friend. It quoted an anonymous statement that gets to the very heart of the issue as follows. Quote, this is not a minor high or high school popularity personality contest. I'm not voting for a person, for the person. I'm voting for the platform. I'm voting for the Second Amendment. I'm voting for the next Supreme Court. I'm voting for the Electoral College. I'm voting for the republic in which we live. I'm voting for the police and law and order. I'm voting for military and the veterans who fought and died for this great country. I'm voting for the flag that is often missing from the public events. I'm voting for the right of the people of my opinion and not be censored from it or for it. I'm voting for secure borders. I'm voting for the right to praise God without fear. I'm voting for every unborn soul that is at risk of being murdered by way of abortion. I'm voting for the freedom and the American dream. I'm voting for good and against evil. I'm not just voting for a person. I'm voting for the very future of my country. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. We'll come right back and we'll pick up with the thoughts of Dr. James Dobson in his open letter to about 800,000 Christians that he's just mailed out. I'm on the side with James Dobson. I'm not voting for the person. I'm voting for what's going to take place through that person by the divine intervention of God for the preservation of our great nation. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be back in 1 minute right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.